Anishinaabe Duk, Gadanimi Kunin Minoa Misani Nabik, and Gibita Shindang in the way we need on Minoa. So this is Nabik, and greetings everyone. I've come to talk about our language a little bit more. Nungo Midash Nivita Shindan Ilbinda Kujigewin. And I want to talk about making tobacco offerings. Mi Nujikituinan. And different phrasings that people could use when they're making a tobacco offering. And I'm talking specifically when you're giving someone else tobacco, maybe to ask them a question or something, ask for their help in some way. So there are some important things that I should say before to preface what I'm going to talk about here. These things that I'm going to talk about in regard to Asema are things how I've come to understand. This is not to say this is the truth, the all-ending, all-encompassing truth, but this is what I understand from my teachings from, you know, different elders and my wa'as and life in general. So the first things first, bindaku natawiya, when you're making giving somebody tobacco, it's really a good thing so it's best that you make physical contact with your tobacco before you give it to someone. And the reason being, like in everything that's understood, like when we're blanket making, when we're making any kind of beadwork or anything, they always talk about, you know, you should be in a good state of mind, because whatever you're feeling, even when you're cooking, this is understood, that whatever you're feeling is going to go into that what you're making. So in the same concept is attributed to when we make a tobacco offering to somebody, we would put part of ourselves in that tobacco. And as we make contact with that, it is then changed into what we would call a sema. And now we have part of ourselves and our intent, what's in our heart, what we're asking for, is now transferred into that asema and given to that person. And they will, you know, more often than not, you are to put it in their hand. Gita ininamawa, and put it in their hand. And they make physical contact. Therefore, there's a connection now between the two of you at a, I suppose you would call a spiritual level, that you can communicate both, you know, in the physical nature of the sound and words that you're going to use, but also from heart to heart, that connection is made for that time. So in one way that you could say it, you could say, Asema giwiminin gego jigagwejiminan. And what you're saying, Asema giwiminin, I want to give you tobacco, gego, for something, jigagwejiminan, that I want to ask you. Asema giwiminin gego jigagwejiminan. Okay? And that's one thing. There are so many different ways you could say that. And one of the things that it's going to vary from person to person whether or not they're going to take that initial tobacco before they know what you're asking for. In the estimation of some folks, they don't want to take it right away until they know what you're asking for, because once they take that tobacco, then they're bound to help you in any way that they can. So sometimes people will wait, and after they know what it is you're requesting, then they will take your tobacco. So sometimes it's that way. With some folks, they'll take that tobacco and it will be understood that they will listen to you, and then, you know, hopefully if they feel capable to ask or to help you, that they would tell you and, you know, make that contract over that tobacco, that I will do what I can to help you if I'm able. So if this occurs, you know, and someone doesn't take your initial tobacco offering, don't be offended, don't be scared. Understand that that could be what their teaching is. So these things can get so complicated so fast. But always let them know your intention. I want to ask you something. Okay. Also, you could say, Giwi bin da kunin. I want to make a tobacco offering to you. To help me with something, to ask you something, whatever that is. Now, other things as a result of me talking about this here, there, you know, some people are going to feel like, you know, don't be talking about, you know, the tobacco giving or things like that. Some people might feel that way. So I feel like if we don't talk about these things, how are our people to know? So I feel very strongly to share this kind of basic information and stuff. You know, and so me minawago gega gwedwe yang ani napi gebinda kujigeyan. When is it proper that I make a tobacco offering? Ani napi gebinda ku natawiya. When is the best time that I know I should give tobacco to somebody? And in the estimation of, you know, the things I've come to understand over the years, is that if your heart is informing you, I should give him tobacco or I should make a tobacco offering, you should listen to that. And it's not going to be, it is very a respectful way to be. Now, one of the criticisms I think that I've heard is that, you know, those Ojibwes, they just throw tobacco around, they just tobacco everything. But for myself, you know, I err on the side of caution. And whenever I'm asking things about language, you know, if I'm asking for instruction at length, if I'm saying, you know, I'd like to come to you from time to time and ask you about phrasings and stuff, I try to give tobacco and maybe a little gift or something if I'm asking for teachings and stuff. So, those kind of things are important. And sometimes people will tell you, you know, that tobacco, it's not necessary. I'm going to help you. It's not necessary. And that's okay. And, you know, everybody's a little bit different with these things. And we need to So the different ways that people are thinking, we need to have respect for that. And bagish way we need we So I'm hoping that people that are given, that are making these tobacco offerings, are listened to with compassion as they're trying to do these things. Those of us that are learning, it is hard sometimes to know what to do, what's proper, and we're going to make mistakes. And hopefully we'll be met with a compassionate understanding as we kind of go through these things. You know, I mean, again, having said all that, that doesn't mean you know, every time you ask about a certain word, how do I say my arm is itchy? You know, it's not always necessary to give tobacco for something like that. You know, if you search your heart, if you listen to what's being said inside of you, if you start feeling unsure, geez, I'm not sure, maybe I should give tobacco, it's always better to do it. The binda kujigeyan. So, the words that we can use, binda kujige, is to make a tobacco offering. In binda kuna, I am giving tobacco to somebody. Gibinda kunin, I'm giving tobacco to you. Or, asema giwiminin, I want to give you tobacco. Okay, so that's a little bit about just some small phrasings and stuff, and maybe we'll talk about this some more. Apegish we be bagimigu siwano ogi tishindaman. Migo chapichi bizindawiyek. Misaninabek, Misaguna Iu.